This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As John Carney was talking about up at the top of the broadcast, Secretary of State John Kerry made some fairly declarative remarks about Syria today. President Obama said some things of his own during a press availability, I guess, at the White House later on. The upshot is that we're all still kind of guessing what's going to happen and when it might. For Syrians, though, so much has already happened. There are refugees by the hundreds of thousands, many of whom have wound up in a single camp just over the border in Jordan. David Remnick, the editor of The New Yorker, is just back from some time in that camp. Hello, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. I want to begin by quoting you back to yourself out of this piece from the Zaatari camp. You say the people there, their dispossession is absolute. What does that look like?
Well, Zaatari is a refugee camp in northern Jordan, just across the border from Syria, and it's gone from obviously zero people about a year ago to 120,000. And these people are completely dispossessed in the sense that not only have they left their homes, some of them their families, almost everybody there has lost someone, friend, family who have died in the war. But there's very little prospect of them going back very soon because, as we all know, this horrendous and cruel war doesn't seem to have an end in front of it.
The amazing thing about this camp, and I suppose it happens in all camps, but the speed at which it happened in this one does seem to be remarkable. The way they have set up a functioning market economy.
It is amazing. Not only do you have the official camp of tents and caravans, but you also have an unofficial economy that sets itself up. These people come from southern Syria, where they're traders, shopkeepers, even smugglers. And very quickly, people set up all kinds of shops, a bridal shop, places where you can buy all kinds of food, all kinds of appliances. Refugees are in a very, very tight spot, but it doesn't mean they forget how to be human beings, even economic human beings. And you even have organized crime showing itself.
Well, explain that a little bit. You talk about the electricity mafia in this camp.
Well, the official camp sets up electricity grid to support the needs of the camp. But let's say you have a little business on the side and you have power needs as well. So someone will sell you access to illegally siphoned off power. It's really very interesting. It's like watching the growth and development of an instant city that's born of tragedy.
This is going to show my naivete about these things, but the bridal outfits, for example, or the flat-screen televisions or appliances, where do they come from to be sold inside the camp? Are the Jordanians coming to the camp gate and doing deals?
Things are smuggled in.
Huh.
Economic life has a way of going on even up through the sand and stone. And also life goes on. People are going to get married and people want to have a wedding, even in these straitened circumstances. People are born. Kids need diapers. Where are you going to get all this from? And the official camp can't account for everything any more than the government can account for all of economic life in a small city in the United States or anywhere else. And you're in these tragic, straitened circumstances and people find a way and people make deals and create an economy out of nothing.
All of that said, though, David, is there hope or are they resigned?
Well, I think 6 months ago, there was a lot more hope in the camp. Right now, the situation is so awful. Chemical weapons being used, well over 100,000 people killed, cities decimated by artillery and all kinds of fighting, and a sense of resignation among the refugees, among other people, that this is going to go on for an indefinite period of time. And the mood in the camp is, on the one hand, more stable. There are fewer riots. But overall, there's a sense of deep emotional resignation. And that's very tragic to witness.
David Remnick is the editor of The New Yorker magazine. David, thanks very much.
Thank you.